Dead of Night by Randy Wayne White. This book is for my daughter Kate, a dear and gifted young lady. Reptiles are abhorrent because of their cold body, pale color, cartilaginous skeleton, filthy skin, fierce aspect, calculating eye, offensive smell, harsh voice, squalid habitation, and terrible venom. Wherefore their creator has not exerted his powers to make many of them. Carolus Linnaeus, 1758. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Psalm 91:5-7. Chapter 1. Serpiente. Solaris thought of her as Snake Woman, because the first time she asked to see him, he thought she had pointed at a crate just arrived from South Africa that contained leathery eggs and baby snakes. He had said, "Of course, you are the buyer, I am the seller. It is your right." He wasn't the seller. Solaris was 19 years old, lived with his family in Vinales, west of Cuba. 8 people crowded into a shack near the village baseball diamond and communal fields where he had plowed behind oxen until the Chinaman hired him as labor for his smuggling operation. The Russian, whose name was Dasha, was blonde, tall, good teeth and skinny hips like women he had seen in American magazines. Still aiming her finger at him, she had smiled. "No, it's you I want to see. We're alone, aren't we?" She had come into the barn where the Chinaman had organized the unloading of 17 crates of African reptiles.